Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Relatives on Tuesday urged foreign diplomats to pressure the Israeli government to secure a deal for the release of hostages remaining in Gaza.
How will you face the severe criticism over this war back home when you don't have a proper answer as to where it's going?
Yuri Gorin, whose cousin was believed to be killed on October 7th and his body held captive by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. After 6 months of fighting, there is still no sign of a breakthrough in any U.S.-backed talks by Qatar and Egypt or to clinch a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Efforts to end wars in the Middle East and Ukraine are expected to dominate this week's meeting of Group of Seven foreign ministers. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan explains.
The island of Capri is beefing up security measures on Tuesday ahead of the G7 foreign ministers meeting. Host Italy's top diplomat Antonio Tajani said on Monday that efforts to end wars in the Middle East and Ukraine will dominate the meeting.
We are united. This is crucial.
The ministers from major Western powers will present a united front in demanding a ceasefire in Gaza and a de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Iran.
Meanwhile, the power plant in Ukraine is still a subtopic amongst world leaders as something that might be a concern, with Russia and Ukraine still warring and the possibility